Hark the herald fairies shout, gay is good and gays are out. Out of closets, out to say, liberation's on its way. Some they laughed at, some they jailed, some they sacked, but still they failed to crush the pride that makes us free. Gaze in solidarity, how the herald fairies shout, gay is good and gays are out.
Welcome to Lesbian and Gay Voices on KPFT, and this segment is called Queer Music Heritage. I'm J.D. Doyle, and I'm here on the fourth Monday of each month to bring you an hour devoted to our culture's music. This is my special Christmas edition, featuring the Christmas music you won't be sick of by now, because all of the music you're going to hear is by gay and lesbian artists, and most of it is lyrically gay. My introduction started out with Hark the Herald Fairies Shout, and it's one of those songs you get second or third hand and are not completely sure of its source. I was told that it came from a This Way Out radio broadcast, so I'm giving them the credit. And I finished with part of another variation of the same song, this time called Coming Out for Christmas by the South Coast Chorale from Long Beach, California. My next song is called An Old-Fashioned Lesbian Christmas, and it's from a 1995 musical called Coming Out, Coming Home, produced by the Cathedral of Hope in Dallas. It is sung by Amy Mills, Mary Kay Butler, Valerie Clark, and Janie Hall. It'll be followed by the song Shades of Christmas, and you'll have no trouble picking out the colors.
Joan and Kate have been a couple. is dealing with her grief this year since Mary passed away. 34 years together as they watched their hair turn gray. Annie's friends are gathered at her side, her pain to try and ease. Yet through her tears she has to smile at old Christmas memories.
Let's have a tree lighting, carol singing, all shopping, stocking stuffing, old-fashioned lesbian Christmas.
In Chicago, there is an organization called Windy City Performing Arts, which is the umbrella group for several singing groups. Shades of Christmas was sung by Aria, which is the name of their women's ensemble. For those of you on the internet, I've set up a special webpage for this show where you can see photos of most of the artists and recordings and view the playlist. It can be found at http://hometown.aol.com/QMHeritage. And I'll repeat this address later in the show. Now I'm going to change the pace with two songs where the singers are not all that happy about it being Christmas. The first is Martin Swinger singing Christmas Blues from his 1998 album, Scrapbook. And it's also on his new CD, Bare Naked. And that's Bare spelled B-E-A-R. And it'll be followed by Rob Williams singing I Don't Remember Christmas. That one is from Rob's excellent 1998 CD called What More Can I Say?
Not even saying why. Here's what he wrote in his little note. Sorry about Christmas, goodbye. He could have waited till New Year's. I could have stood that all right. Why did he leave on Christmas Eve? this Christmas night, Christmas blues. Here's to you. Ain't the fire burning bright? Let carols ring. I'm gonna sing Christmas blues all night. We always celebrate Christmas, the film made with cheer. You know I was trying to be so good, make up for the rest of the year. I love the hustle and the bustle. You know I used to hum Silver Bell. Now when I do, I'm reminded of you. It's not Merry Christmas, it's become Christmas hell. Christmas blues, here's to you. Ain't the fire burning bright? Let carols ring. I'm gonna sing Christmas blues all under the tree. Unwrap them one by one. What else can I do? They're all addressed to you. My heart in a ribbon has all come undone. So let the night go on without me. No, I don't want to hear the tree. What use can it be? Santa's not showing. A cold wind is blowing. Christmas blues, here's to you. Ain't the fire burning bright? Let carols ring.
I was standing in the bedroom when it suddenly came clear that at last I don't remember that at one time you were here. All that stuff that used to haunt me, like your role behind the door. For the first time I just noticed that they're not here anymore. And I don't remember summer, I do not remember fall. So it's possible December never happened after all. Did we trim the tree together? I can't get the image through, 'cause I don't remember Christmas and I don't remember you. Later on, to my astonishment, I did not feel a tug when I walked into the living room and saw that sheepskin rug. All those pesky little echoes are now gone without a trace. It was good to know I could grow unaccustomed to your face. And as I don't remember Easter or the rainy day we met, did we really have some good times? Come on, tell me, I forget. Did I think that you were springtime? It's all vanished in the blue, 'cause I don't remember Christmas and I don't remember you. If he wants to leave you, then let him, says a practical voice in my head. Any sensible man would forget him, forget him, forget him. So Thanksgiving never happened, and Bermuda is a blur, and I'm not the type to waste my time on things that never were. Were you really my obsession till our ship of pleasure sank? No, I guess I must have dreamt you, 'cause a whole year is a blank. And I don't remember crying, and I can't recall your touch, and I'd never be so stupid as to open up so much. Did I really say I need you? No, the words just don't ring true, 'cause I don't remember talking, and I don't remember laughing, and I don't remember wanting, and I don't remember needing. I do not remember April, I do not remember Tuesday, and I don't remember Christmas, 'cause I don't remember you!
That was Martin Swinger and Rob Williams. The next two songs are a little more optimistic. First is a very pretty duet by Gary Imhoff and Robert Viteri called Our First Christmas. It's from a 1993 musical called All That He Was. And then B.D. Wong will sing Wishing You a Drag Queen Christmas.
Tiny tree, a single strand of lights, a few small decorations, reds and greens, and yet to me the most beautiful of nights, not just for how it looks, for what it means. For it's our first tree in our first home, with our first wreath upon the door. And on this first Christmas, who knows what may lie in store? But may it be the first of many more. This Christmas Eve, the tree we have is small, and the gifts that lie beneath it may be few. Yet I'll receive the most cherished gift of all, to wake up Christmas morning next to you. For it's our first year in our first home, with our first wreath upon the door. And on this first Christmas, who knows what may lie in store? But may it be the first of many more. And on this first Christmas, the one gift I'm wishing for, may it be the first of many more. And haven't been able to shop. This room's a bit drab. You need something fab, something really over the top. Christmas is a time for overdoing, a season when more is more. So don't be distressed, you're not looking your best. That's what makeup is for. I'm wishing you a drag queen Christmas, full of tinsel and glitter and bows, with glamorous gowns,
complimenting your crowns and diamonds on your hose. A very special drag queen Christmas, full of champagne and caviar. When you trim your tree in festive finery, may your hair be as high as a star. 'Cause you deserve to be gorgeous after all you've been through. With platform heels so high, you'll look angels in the eye, and they will sing back up for you. I'm wishing you a drag queen Christmas, with lipstick as red as Santa's suit, mascara for days, fingernails all ablaze, and baskets filled with fruit. A very special drag queen Christmas, with champagne and caviar. When you trim your tree in festive finery, may your hair be as high as a star. May your hair be as high as a star. May your hair be as high as a star in the sky. May your hair be as high as a
The B.D. Wong song is from a 1993 double CD called Cabaret Noel, A Broadway Cares Christmas. Broadway Cares is a charity group of mostly Broadway artists that raises money to fight AIDS. From that same album is a little comedy selection by Jaston Williams, taken from Tuna Christmas, which was just twisted enough to appeal to me. And it'll be followed by something else twisted.
Hello out there, this is Arliss Struve on Radio OKKK in Tuna, Texas, bringing you another episode of Tuna Speaks. And today's opinion comes from Tuna's own Helen Bed. This is Helen Bed from Tuna, Texas, and I am living proof that you too can survive the downside of Christmas. For example, there was the time my boyfriend got me a cheap wool sweater for Christmas. Now, I'm allergic to wool, but I didn't want to hurt his feelings, so I wore it out on a date when he took me bowling. Well, I itched so bad that I went nuts in the fifth frame, bowled a gutter ball, and ran screaming out of that bowling alley, and I didn't stop till I had jumped into Buffalo Lake to stop the itching. And you know what? He never asked me out again. And then there was the year that our whole family went out to see a movie on Christmas Eve. We went to see The Day of the Triffids, which has these trees that spit poison at people. Well, Mama got paranoid about the Christmas tree sneaking up on us, and she threw it out in the yard, and that really melted the frost off my mistletoe, if you know what I mean. But the worst Christmas of all was the year that I got fired and had my marriage bust up in less than 15 minutes. Now, I was a backup singer for Tina Conroe and the Fireballs. I was the fourth Fireball on the left. And Tina had me canned because she said a pregnant Fireball was bad for the image of the group. So I drove home in a blinding sandstorm, and I had a blowout in front of my ex-boyfriend's parents' barbecue stand. And the jack wouldn't work, and his whole family stood there laughing at me while they ate chipped beef. So I just rode home on the rim. And when I got there, I caught my husband's scooter wrapping my Christmas present, which was Zamfir's Greatest Hits. You know that weird guy who plays the pan flute? And I said to myself, Helen, this is not your lucky day. But instead of taking out a gun and shooting Scooter, which had caused my sister Jan so much trouble when she shot Lester, I just gave him a little squirt of mace, which I carry on my keychain. And then I took his credit cards, and I called my best friend Anita, and we went off for a great Christmas vacation to Laredo, and I'm the first person in Texas to get a divorce on a credit card. So don't let Christmas get you down. Take the credit card. Spend money like Congress. It may not help, but it'll kill some time. Thank you, Helen. And now we have a word from our sponsor, D.D. Snavely of D.D.'s Used Weapons. This is D.D. Snavely asking you, do you know how dangerous it could be during this day and age to ride unarmed in a one-horse open sleigh? Well, lay those fears to rest, cause D.D.'s is stocked to the ceiling this Christmas with weaponry for the home, the car, and the workplace. God forbid during this joyous season that anyone listening should become the victim of a Christmas theft, but wouldn't you rather shoot someone than watch them run off with your new toaster? I know I would. So whether it's a stun gun, judo clubs, or just a simple old-fashioned switchblade, when you come to D.D.'s, you'll have a holly jolly Christmas, and the criminal will have a silent night.
Lacey thinks the wife is missing. Didn't ask for her permission. I'm wearing her clothes, her silk pantyhose, walking round in women's underwear. In the store, there's a teddy with little straps like spaghetti. It holds me so tight, like handcuffs at night, walking around in women's underwear.
In the office there's a guy named Melvin. He pretends that I am Murphy Brown.
He'll say, are you ready? We'll say, whoa, man. Let's wait until the wife is out of town. Later on, if you wanna, we can dress like Madonna. Put on some eye shade and join the parade. Walking around in women's underwear. Lacey things missing. Didn't ask permission. Wearing her clothes, silk pantyhose, walking round in women's underwear, walking round in women's underwear, walking round in women's underwear.
That last song, of course, was Walking Round in Women's Underwear, by Bob Rivers and Twisted Radio, from the 1993 CD, I Am Santa Claus.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay.
Thank you, Judy. This would be a good time to take a break and remind you that you are listening to Queer Music Heritage, a part of Lesbian and Gay Voices on KPFT Houston. Also, be sure to listen to KPFT every Saturday night at midnight for After Hours with Jimmy Carper. It's queer radio with attitude. And as promised, here's that website address again for this show. http://hometown.aol.com/QMHeritage.
I want to be a Christmas present. I want to be a Christmas queer.
I ended that little promo with Pansy Division singing a bit of Homo Christmas from their 1995 album, Pile Up. I wish I could play the whole song, but it's just not ready for radio, or maybe radio isn't ready for them. Before we get back to the music, I've got something kind of special. It's not a gay artist, but it does have a certain camp appeal. It's from 1950, and it's Joan Crawford with her children giving a broadcast of a Christmas visit. From what we know now, at least from the movie Mommy Dearest, there are some very telling lines in it.
were settled in the living room of Miss Joan Crawford's tastefully decorated home. A colorful Christmas tree at one edge of the room is almost snowed under with packages. Across the white carpet on the other wall, a stately colonial fireplace is prepared for the flames that will be warming the room before long, and the mantle is waiting for the Christmas stockings. Miss Crawford and her children are seated on one davenport facing me. Miss Crawford, my listeners and I are so pleased that you've invited us in to share a few moments of this Christmas Eve with you.
We're very happy to have you with us, George.
Suppose you start, Miss Crawford, by introducing your children to our radio audience.
This is my eldest daughter, Christina.
Hello, everyone.
And my son, Christopher.
Hi, everybody.
And my twins, Cynthia and Kathy, who will content themselves with smiling for your listeners since they're not quite three.
Hello, Cynthia and Kathy, and how old are you, Christina?
I'm 10, Mr. Fisher.
And Christopher, you're certainly growing up fast. How old are you?
I was just 7, Mr. Fisher.
Christina, is this lovely big colonial fireplace the spot where you hang your stockings tonight?
Yes, we get to hang them from the mantel just before bedtime.
Will there be 4 stockings, one for each child, or does your mother have to hang up a stocking, too?
Oh, we insist that Mother hang up her stocking right beside ours.
That's a fancy tree here in the corner of the room. Who decorated it?
We all did!
Except Mummy had to put the decorations on the top where we couldn't reach.
Christina, do you and your brother and sisters send presents to lots of people at Christmas time?
Yes, we do, but besides giving to our friends, we like to send presents every year to boys and girls in other countries across the ocean.
And I suppose you receive all sorts of gifts from people you don't even know.
Oh, yes, people who see Mummy in the movies send us lots of lovely things.
They're so nice, George, remembering the children every year.
It's easy to see, looking over the gigantic group of packages under the tree now, that the youngsters will have enough presents to keep them busy for months.
Yes. You see, I don't let them have all their presents at one time. They'll get to play with them all, you know, all day tomorrow, and then we put a large group of them aside. From tomorrow on, they earn their gifts.
How do you mean they earn them?
Well, if they stay on their good behavior, they're given their choice of what present they want next. Christopher had his birthday in October, and he still hasn't received all of his presents.
I suppose you give away a good many things.
We don't give away any of the Christmas presents. I don't think that would be fair to the people who send them. But what we do is to have a complete house cleaning 3 times a year. Every plaything, every article of clothing is carefully gone over and large bundles go to the children's homes and hospitals.
Do the children help you with this?
Oh, yes. I think it's excellent training for them. I always see to it that they give up something they really love. Otherwise, they don't really learn the value of giving.
Miss Crawford, could you tell us what you would call your most exciting Christmas?
I think the happiest moment of my life was the Christmas the children came into our home. I don't see how any home can be complete without children, or how any Christmas can be really enjoyed without youngsters around.
Now suppose you tell us what's going to happen for the rest of the evening after I leave you.
Well, Cynthia and Kathy will be off to bed pretty quickly. Then in a little while, we'll welcome some of the children's friends who will be in to help us sing Christmas carols. I imagine we'll sing Jingle Bells even before Cynthia and Kathy go to sleep.
Christina, what's your favorite Christmas time song, dear?
My favorite Christmas song is O Little Town of Bethlehem.
And Christopher, what's yours?
Away in a Manger.
And we'll all want to know your favorite, too, Miss Crawford.
I think I've always loved Silent Night best, George.
Then when your friends leave, Christopher, what happens?
Mother reads to us. Yes, we're reading the Christmas Carol this year.
Helen Hayes sent us about 4 years ago a beautifully illustrated copy of Dickens' Christmas Carol, and it's one of our most prized possessions. I started to read it to them last year, but Christopher couldn't take it. It was too scary for him. He's a bigger boy this year, though, so we started it several weeks ago, and we'll finish it tonight.
And then, surely, you finish up by reading "'Twas the Night Before Christmas."
Oh, no Christmas Eve would be complete without that.
Do you remember the last 2 lines?
I do. So do I.
Well, then, as a Christmas present to all of us, do you suppose you could say those lines for us?
And I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
And a Merry Christmas to you, Kathy, Cynthia, Christopher, and Christina, and of course to you, Miss Joan Crawford. Thanks again for allowing all of us to share a part of your Christmas Eve.
Thank you so much, George. Merry Christmas to you and to all your listeners.
In the movie Mommy Dearest, there was a scene similar to this, but the original was so much more revealing. Well, at least in front of the cameras, Joan Crawford's favorite Christmas song was Silent Night. I wonder what she would have thought of this next song.
of the girls I love even more than I usually do. And although it's been said I may never be wed, I promise you I'll be a homo for Christmas. You can count on me. We'll stand below the mistletoe and share. Yes, I'll be a homo for Christmas and Easter and Labor Day. You can really count on me. Not homo sapien, not homo erectus, but homosexual.
We'll stand below the mistletoe and share a anatomy.
Queer Christmas show would be complete without Venus Envy. That was them singing the title song from their 1995 CD, I'll Be a Homo for Christmas. Next up are two songs from a Christmas album I really love. In New York for several years now, there's been an organization called Out Music. It's a network of lesbian and gay performers, composers, producers, and others who support our music. There is a link to their website from mine. In 1995, about two dozen of these artists got together to record Christmas songs written by fellow member Richard Foltz. These are wonderful songs, and the performers are also excellent, including Patrick Arena and Andy Monroe, who I played last month on my show, and Steve Cohen, Tom McCormick, Dan Martin, David Clement, Laura Wessler, Melinda DeMaio, and others. I had a difficult time picking just two songs, but decided on Grant King singing one called Music, and the group Sons and Lovers singing If You Get Down at Christmas.
Christmas is near, and I must say, I want to celebrate in a new way. I think we need to make music. Let ourselves feel the music. Concentrate on the music through the whole holiday. Down through the years, we've paid the cost. One part of Christmas has often been lost. Deep down inside there is music, healing, powerful music. Join together with music, we can melt winter's frost. People come and people go, disregarding music. Once you listen, let it flow. It streams right from your heart. If we believe, give up our fear, Christmas could last until this time next year. All of us creating music, soulful, beautiful music, giving gifts of our music for the whole world to hear. Right from your heart. If we believe, give up our fear, Christmas could last until this time next year. All of us creating music, soulful, beautiful music, giving gifts of our music for the whole world to hear. For the whole world to hear. Ooh. Ah. If you get down at Christmas, will you please pay me a call? I don't go out too much since Charlie's gone. I'm scared I might take a fall. The ladies from the churches bring me cakes and gingermen, and the carolers sing Silent Night, though they don't ever come in. But I think of you at this time of year, and I wonder if you will be around. I still look for you like snow in December's long ago. So why don't you look me up if you get down? Stop by Summit Avenue. I haven't seen you in so many years. Don't know what's happened to you. This house gets cold and lonely since the boys are both in school. And it's hard for me to be alone, though Nick just says I'm a fool. But I think of you at this time of year, and I wonder if you will be around. I still look for you like snow in December's long ago. So why don't you look me up if you get down? Christmas, I'll be with my family, and since I don't know when I'll come again, you're someone I'd like to see. It was so unexpected when you called me from LA.
I've been out of touch with everyone. I didn't know what to say, but I think of you at this time of year, and I wonder if you will be around.
I still look for you like snow in December's long ago.
So why don't you look me up if you get down? Why don't you look me up if you get down?
Again, the title of the album is Richard Foltz, A Songwriter's Christmas. Next up are a couple of Christmas parody songs. The set starts off with The Go-Go Boys from their CD Gay Apparel Christmas Songs from 1996, and it's one of the few songs from that album that I can play on the radio.
It came upon a midnight clear, that troublesome call from my mom.
We want you here to share Christmas, dear, but please don't bring your friend Tom.
We're coming, Mother, and get this clear, together we'll come as your guest. I'm thrilled to love a fine man like Tom, and won't respect your request.
It's not that he's not a lovely boy, but think of your family, dear. If you come home with a man again, they'll guess that you are a queer. The holidays are for family, and Tommy just wouldn't fit in. Let Tom spend Christmas in Italy, his mom will want to see him.
It's time you've started to share my joy and realize I'm proud to be gay. I can't come home and be closeted. I'm through with living that way. So add a setting right next to mine, a place tag for Tim and for Tom. For he is part of my family.
We'll see you at Christmas time, Mom.
Hello, this is Andy Bell.
And this is Vince Clark of Erasure.
Checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. I said Santa Claus is coming to town. Oh. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows if you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. Say, I better be good for goodness sake. You better watch out, you better not cry. You better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. All the kids in Girlin' Boy, they're gonna have a jubilee. They're gonna build a toilet around the Christmas tree. So you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. And I'll be telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Yeah, Santa Claus is coming to town.
Thank you for listening to Queer Music Heritage. If you have questions or comments about any of the music I've featured, including maybe where to track them down, I'd be glad to help. So please email me at qmheritage@aol.com. This is J.D. Doyle for Lesbian and Gay Voices on KPFT in Houston, and I'll be back on the fourth Monday of next month with another installment of Queer Music Heritage. For my closing song, I've picked something from, in my opinion, one of the best gay Christmas CDs of the past few years, RuPaul's CD called Ho 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 from 1997. From it, I've picked RuPaul the Red-Nosed Drag Queen.
All right, y'all. Here's the story of the legendary queens. Miss Dasher, Dancer, Prancy, Vixen, Lady Comet, Cupid, Donna, and Blitzenia. But child, do you remember this is drag queen of them all? RuPaul the red-nosed drag queen.
Drag queen
had a very shiny nose. And if you ever
saw it,
you would even say it glows.
Ooh.
All of the other drag queen used to laugh and call her names. They never let poor Santa came to say, RuPaul, with your nose so bright, won't you star in my
history.